Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Questions, 20 questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
20 questions.
Hello.
Hi there.
And welcome to Plenty Questions.
With Lucy Porter and Justin Edwards.
Here we are to give you 20 German artist questions and brain teaser. What was the answer to last episode's brain teaser, Lucy?
Well, it was a lovely one. It was what links? Those were the days.
Those were the days, my friend.
In the summertime.
In the summertime.
When
the
Vienna. It was, of course, Mary, Mungo and Midge. So Mary Hopkin sung Those Were the Days.
Those were the days, my friend, but they never end. We sing and dance.
Mungo Jerry sang in the summertime. And then also the Ultravox, Vienna, Midge.
Vienna. So Mary, so Mungo, Mary.
Midge. They were all sung by people called Mary, Mungo and Midge, which was a TV series, which for our overseas listeners, hi. It was a British TV series of the 70s, Mary, Mungo and Midge.
So there you go. That was your brain teaser from the last episode. There will be another brain teaser after these big 20 questions. Question number one. Which type of oven was invented in the 1920s by the Gas Accumulator Company in Sweden? The Arga. Question number two. Which English football team has the nickname The Saints? Southampton. Question number three. In the proverb, time and what wait for no man? Tide. Question number four. Red Baron, Senshiu Yellow and Vidalia are varieties of which vegetable? The onion. Question number five. In 1931, which author held a lecture about his passion for inventing new languages titled A Secret Vice? J.R.R. Tolkien. Question number six. Sonny and Bo were Portuguese water dogs owned by which US president? Barack Obama. Question number seven. Automatic for the People was a 1992 album by which American band? REM. Question number eight. What was TV detective Kojak's most popular catchphrase? Who loves you, baby? Question number nine. How many popes have used the name Peter? One. Question number ten. Who wrote the play Chips with Everything? Arnold Wesker. Question number 11. Which British online classifieds website used the slogan, turn your stuff into cash? Gumtree. Question number 12. Which country's name is derived from the Latin for silver? Argentina. Question number 13. Who is the Welsh national football team's top goalscorer? Gareth Bale. Question number 14. In what year was the Battle of Trafalgar fought? 1805 or 1815? 1805. Question number 15. What does a timbrologist collect? Stamps. Question number 16. Ithaca was the island home of which hero of Greek mythology? Odysseus. Question number 17. Thomas the Tank Engine lives and works on which fictional island? Sodor. Question number 18. Stonehenge is in which UK county? Wiltshire. Question number 19. How did Christian Dior's 1947 collection of women's fashions become popularly known? The New Look. And question number 20. Who was born first, Rod Hull or Bernie Clifton? Rod Hull by 1 year. There we go. Those were your big 20 questions. Please tweet us on at 20 questions
with a Z
and let us know your score.
Now some good ones, you know. It's I can't believe we've not had a 20 yet.
Well, we may have. Maybe it's just someone that, you know, just gets 20 every day but doesn't care to go on about
shy.
It. A bit shy or doesn't isn't on Twitter.
Well, do if you do get 20 yeah. tweets about it. If yeah. you get 3, then we love to hear. Everyone loves to hear that.
Everyone loves to, don't they? Anyway, we have another brain teaser. Didn't we not?
Yeah, it's from Thomas More. Again, a brilliant brain teaser from Thomas More. So have you got a sting?
Yeah.
Brain teaser, it's a brain teaser. That's what it is. It's a brain teaser.
Very matter of fact.
That's actually, we've used that sting before in episode 12, if anyone noticed.
Now, the connoisseurs will
the connoisseurs will
that.
Be all over that. But what is the brain teaser?
What do Christy Brinkley,
who
is an actress and model,
Neil Patrick Harris,
who's an actor,
Doogie Howser,
and Jeremy Beadle, who was a presenter and comic, Thomas More has put. I don't know if he ever trod the boards as a comedian, but he was funny.
Probably, yeah.
He was a funny guy. So King Quizzer as well.
What do
Christy Brinkley, Neil Patrick Harris, and Jeremy Beadle? What have they all got in common? Let us know.
Let us know, and you'll find out the answer on the next episode of Plenty Questions. So tune in and listen to that. Until
Thank
then,
you for
goodbye.
To us. Bye.
20 questions, here we are again, asking you lots of things you might not know and some others that are in your brain.
Brain questions.
So there's an awful lot of things I don't know about.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.